Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live weekly podcast that's all about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us. Not a lot to talk about. One subject today. This is the show that for 25 years I've been doing this, talking about the issues of aging. And I want to talk about something I've been talking about for 25 years, and the title of today's show is Why Am I Still Talking About This? And it has to do with all the stuff you've heard. I had a good friend go to a conference last week, and he called me up from the conference. I'm not going to tell you who he is, but he's an attorney, and he was telling me some of the stuff they were saying at this conference, and supposedly these are people who were experts on long-term care and Medi-Cal and VA benefits and all that kind of stuff. And the stuff they were talking about, it was hogwash. So let's go through it again. Welcome to the show. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host here for, I don't know how many episodes now, 2 years worth, 3 years worth, a long time of podcasts right here on assets and aging. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. If you want to if you have a legal question, you should talk to an attorney, preferably one that knows what the hell they're talking about. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, financial, or tax advice. Talk to an expert if you don't believe me. That said, I'm going to go through it again for the 10 millionth time, and that's probably not much of an exaggeration. If somebody got, let's talk about the myths of Medi-Cal and nursing homes. If somebody goes into a nursing home, they're not going to take their house away. I don't know how many times I have to say that, but if somebody goes into a nursing home, they're not going to take their house away. If somebody goes into a nursing home with a little bit of idiot planning that anybody could do who knows what they're doing and talking about, after you die, Medi-Cal is not going to take the house away, contrary to what you've heard. I know, well, Bob, I heard it, I read it. There's a form, a Medi-Cal form that says it. I know, it's wrong. You don't have to worry about your house if you go into a nursing home on Medi-Cal. You don't have to spend down. Bob, I heard you could only have $2,000. Not true. There is no requirement to spend down. The word doesn't exist in the regulations anywhere. There is no requirement, I'm going to say it for the 85th millionth time, there is no requirement to spend down. No, there is not a three-year look back. No, there is not a five-year look back. No, there is not a 30-month look back. No, no, no. Again, I don't know how many times I can say it. This is why I do workshops. I have two workshops left this year, December 1st and December the 15th. If you haven't signed up for one, why? You go to scroll down on the website that you're listening to this on, and you can sign up for my workshops. You can also call me. The phone number's on the homepage, assetsandaging.com. Why are you still listening to this? Why are you still listening to people who say this? Well, Bob, I was told I had to buy a product. Where does it say that in the Medi-Cal regs? Whoever told you that is a liar. Well, Bob, I was told I have to hide my money. Whoever told you that is a liar. You know, if you hide your money from Medi-Cal, you're going to have Medi-Cal fraud issues. You don't have to hide anything. Well, Bob, I was told that if I put it in an, all in a revocable trust, it's all protected. No, it's not. It still counts for eligibility. That's not true. Well, Bob, I was told that if I got an inheritance and I was on Medi-Cal, I'd lose my Medi-Cal. That's not true. You can take care of that and make sure you don't lose Medi-Cal. That's not true. Well, Bob, I was told if I had anything above $35 a month in income, I couldn't get on Medi-Cal. That's not true. Do you see a pattern forming here? Almost everything you've heard about nursing homes and Medi-Cal in the same breath is not true. Well, I have to give it all to my kids. That's one of the dumbest, stupidest things you could do, is give it all to your kids. My opinion, but I think my opinion's correct in this case, because it is one of the dumbest, stupidest things you can do, not only from, well, for all kinds of reasons, not the least of which are tax implications, which could be significant. Well, I can't have more than $123,600. Where does it say that? I'm going to have to spend down my IRA. Where does it say that? That's not true. Baba, you're confusing me. You know, all this stuff, I'm so confused. That's why you come to the workshop. That's why you call me. That's why you come in to see me. I just had one of the things that kicked off this subject for the podcast was I had somebody come in today, or call me today, and an attorney called me today, said somebody called him, and they're going to lose their Medi-Cal because they received a small inheritance. And they're freaked out of their minds because they're going to lose their Medi-Cal. No, they're not. They're not going to lose anything. Despite what you've heard, despite what they've heard, they're not going to lose anything. I can go on and on and on and on with all this myth. And here's what, all this myth exists so that somebody can take advantage of the lie. So someone can take advantage of the lie. Because if I tell you there's a 3-year look back, even though there's not, I can use that misinformation, if you believe me, to my advantage. If I tell you the Medi-Cal rules say you're going to lose your house, I can use that lie to my advantage. And there's a lot of misinformation out there, a lot of it by people who claim to know what they're talking about, and they don't. If you want the truth about long-term care and Medi-Cal and who pays and who doesn't pay and how you get around the nursing homes who say they don't take Medi-Cal and just lie in your face, how you get around the nursing homes who say they have no Medi-Cal beds when there's no such thing, they just lie to your face, how hospitals won't tell you the truth before they transfer you to rehab about how Medi-Cal works. I've never yet met a discharge planner at a hospital that knew how Medi-Cal worked, long-term care Medi-Cal. So if you're looking for help, if you're looking for being able to plan your future so that if somewhere in your future Medi-Cal raises its ugly head and a nursing home raises its ugly head, you'll be prepared and you will not fall prey to all the stuff that's out there. So the title of today's show, why am I still saying this? It's because people are still believing the lie about Medi-Cal. For more information, get to one of my workshops. Get to call me, send me an email, but get the information you need so that you're prepared when somebody tells you the lie, you'll know. By the way, one of the ways you can always tell if somebody knows what they're talking about is when somebody says something like, well, there's a 3-year look back. Ask them this question. Where does it say that? Where does it say that? And if the answer is, well, I read it somewhere, I heard it somewhere, I went to a workshop somewhere and they told me, and then you can thank them politely and then run away. Anybody who says, well, I heard it, or can't answer the question, where does it say that? There is no rule that says there's a 36-month look back. It doesn't exist. There is no rule that says you can only have $123,600. It doesn't exist. So I look forward to seeing you at the next workshop. If you need help now, call me, send me an email, get help, and get it today and get it quickly. Why am I still saying this? Because there are still people out there who are losing everything they have because they believed all the lies I just mentioned. Don't believe the lie. Get information and get the truth. Give me a call. Send me an email. Get to one of the workshops. You can sign up online. Have a great day. Listen to my radio shows. They're archived right there on my website. Listen to my archive podcast. And we'll look forward to seeing you again next Wednesday right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Bye-bye.